I wish to acknowledge the land we are meeting on today and wish to pay my respects to the elders of the country, the Wathaurong people, to both elders and people present here today.
Johnston Park Dreaming, an Aboriginal History. Introduction. We are standing on the central path through Johnston Park. The park is located on the western edge of Geelong's Central Business District. We look towards the north. In front of us is the Hitchcock Memorial Bandstand, and behind us is the Peace Memorial. To our left is the Gordon College of TAFE, and to our right is the Geelong Gallery and Geelong City Hall. Brian Hubber is my name, and I've had a long-standing interest in the history of Johnston Park since I worked at the Geelong Art Gallery and the Geelong Library. Here with me today is Uncle David Tornia. Uncle David is the Cultural Heritage, Education and Language Officer at the Wathaurong Cooperative, and he's here today to talk about the Aboriginal history of what has become known as Johnston Park.
The Western Gully. From where we are standing, we can look down the slope to a large bowl. This was originally called the Western Gully. It was a creek that ran down from Herne Hill through Geelong West, along the line of Gordon Avenue and Railway Terrace, and on through Johnston Park. The whole area was originally open woodland, and there were large river red gums lining the waterway. Red gums provided bark for the making of shields and canoes and huts and water vessels. Nesting in the tree hollows, there would have been families of possums providing meat as well as skins. Possum skin cloaks were worn fur side in, and the hide was decorated with intricate designs. The Western Gully waterway was also a corridor for clans to move from the plains to the coast, and the woodlands along the waterway were used as camping sites, providing food and water as well as timber for fire and shelter. In 1848, Governor Latrobe ordered that a dam be put across the Western Gully and a lake formed. The water was used to fight fires and to water animals, but it became foul and was then used as the town rubbish dump. In the 1860s, it was decided to turn the whole area into a park. Willem Barnip. As we look down the slope and across the bowl that used to be a lake, we can see some oldish buildings across Mercer Street. In the 1920s, this used to be a garage for maintenance and repairs of motor cars. It is said it was on this spot that William Barnip, Warren Bunyip, also known as Billy Gore, was born in 1836, only a year after white settlement of the area. At the time of Billy's birth, his father was hunting at Warren Ponds, where he saw a bunyip. On being told of his son's birth, he called him Warren Bunyip to mark the occasion. Billy lived at various places in the Geelong area, and at Mount Dunedin Reserve at Ocean Grove with the Aboriginal protector Thomas Blackwell, and at Port Arlington. He often visited Geelong and was a well-known figure around town. In the Geelong Art Gallery is a painting entitled Yarra Street. Billy might be depicted in this painting, dressed in a blue coat and talking with two gentlemen on horseback. He seems to be selling souvenirs and artifacts. He was quite a character, and on one occasion, he and his cousin Dan Dan Nook gate-crashed an annual meeting of a local wool company in order to show their support for their friend, Mr. J. Garrett. Willem Barnip died in 1885 at the Geelong Hospital. He is buried with Dan Dan Nook and other Wathaurong people at the Western Cemetery.
Geelong and Melbourne Railway. The Geelong-Melbourne Railway was Australia's first country railway, joining Victoria's two major cities. The rail line ran across ground traditionally owned by the Wathaurong people. Construction began 20 September 1853, when the first sod was turned by Governor Latrobe. Almost 4 years later, construction was completed. The rail line was opened on 25 June 1857, the event being marked by a huge luncheon at the Geelong Terminus Station. Carpets were laid across the tracks. The function was attended by 4,000 people who consumed more than 8 tons of food. An official procession marched through the township to the station to welcome the first train. A number of Wathaurong people took part in the procession, leading the civic contingent of citizens, Chamber of Commerce, aldermen, clergy, and members of the legislature. The Wathaurong people were issued with a new pair of blankets, a woolen cap, and a hot meal for the occasion. Aboriginal people have often been involved in significant railway events in Geelong. In 1954, when the recently crowned Queen Elizabeth visited Geelong, the driver of the Royal Train was one of the first Aboriginal train drivers in the state, Ivan Cousins, also known as Uncle Rocky.
Tree plantings. Johnson Park was first laid out in the 1860s. Some of the first plantings included Maiden's Walk, when the unmarried women of the town paid 1 and 6 for the privilege of planting a sapling. In the western part of the park, now occupied by the Gordon, 3 Wathaurong men, Dan Dan Nook, Harry Gore and Willem Bar Nip, planted native she-oaks. The trees thrived for several years until 1874, when the colonial government resumed that part of the park so that the rail line could be pushed through to Colac. By this time, both Dan Dan Nook and Harry Gore had passed away. Dan Dan Nook was probably the most famous Geelong Aborigine in the 19th century. He was born in about 1825. His father was Warriak and his mother either Korakin Wingok or Kunawul. He was a member of the Bengalat Bulak clan and was only a boy when he visited John Batman's camp at Indented Heads in 1835. In 1840, when still only a teenager, he saved a white fellow from drowning in the Barwon River. In the late 1850s, Dan Dan Nook used to participate in the Common Fane Games, the forerunner of Geelong Celtic Games, and in 1860 he was awarded a large medal for being the best runner in Geelong. The medal is held in the Geelong Heritage Centre and during Reconciliation Week will be on display in the Geelong Art Gallery. Dan Dan Nook passed away in 1870 from tuberculosis. He is buried at the Western Cemetery in Herne Hill. His gravestone was paid for by the Geelong Mayor, Robert de Bruce Johnston.
Closing words. Aborigines have been living in the Geelong region for more than 40,000 years. There is not a square metre of landscape that doesn't have an Aboriginal footprint or an Aboriginal story.